I see. Right, it is. Dearly beloved, we have gathered here in the face of this company in the presence of God to join together in holy matrimony this man and this woman, which is honorable as declared by St. Paul among all men, is therefore not by any to be entered into unadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, discreetly, advisedly, soberly, and in the fear of God. Into this holy state these two persons present come now to be joined. If there's anyone here that can show a just cause why they should not be lawful joined in this holy matrimony, let them now speak or forever hold their peace. I will require and will charge you both, as you will surely answer at the day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed, that if either of you know any impediment why you should not be lawful joined together in this holy matrimony, do you now confess it? For be it assured unto you that any persons that are joined otherwise than God's word does allow, their marriage is not lawful. But believing that you have duly considered this solemn obligation that you are about to assume, that you have prepared to enter upon the same reverently, discreetly, wisely, and in the fear of God, I shall propose to you the marriage covenant. You will declare the same as you join your right hand. Will you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to live together in this holy state of matrimony? Do you promise to love, honor, and cherish in sickness and health, riches or poverty, and will forsake all others and cleave thee only unto her as long as you both live?
I will.
Will you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband, to live together in this holy matrimony? Do you promise to love, honor, cherish in sickness and health, riches or poverty, and will forsake all others and cleave thee only unto him as long as you both live?
I will.
I will require a token of you. This covenant betwixt you that's been made will always be kept. Now will you join your right hands together again upon the word of God? Let us bow our heads. Almighty God, who married the first man and woman in the Garden of Eden, joining together your own creation, we do realize today that this commission has been carried out down through the ages until this very wedding. Father, thou art the only one who can join hearts one to the other. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, as this has been done by your wise counsel, that you have brought this young Christian boy and Christian girl together to unite in this holy ceremony today, to be husband and wife to each other throughout life's journey. We pray that you will bless them, bless their home, make them an example, Lord, in the neighborhood where they will make their home. In this day that we live, when the divorce courts are so crowded and overrun with divorces, may it never be so with this young man and this young woman. God grant that they'll be happy, healthy, make them fruitful, Lord, and multiply to replenish the earth as thou didst commission us to do at the beginning. And as thou didst bless Isaac and Rebecca, and they brought forth their faithful children, may it be so with this couple also, Father. Bless them, we pray. And now, by the power of my commission given to me by Almighty God to be his servant and minister to me by an angel, I pronounce this man and this woman husband and wife in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. You're married.
Prepared. I've already eyewitnessed that, and everyone is invited. So let's move on over there.